Tuesday. It is Wednesday, the 7th of March, the day after Super Tuesday. Have the results of the erection that they had yesterday in Japan. Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a.
Gotta be careful there, Dougie.
I don't want to get into trouble. I don't want people to protest this program.
No.
All right, so we'll talk about that a little bit later on in this hour. It is International Women's Day, so that certainly needs some attention. We have lots of things going on at DougStephan.com today that follow some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that people are talking about, and I think the thing that I found most interesting, and this is the headline for me. It isn't the headline in most of the newspapers. Most of the headlines have to do with Super Tuesday and the results. My big headline today, Jennifer, is that your tax dollars, the federal government, in your name, this past week bought 7 million pounds of ammonia-treated meat, the so-called pink slime,
mm-hmm.
that Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and every other restaurant chain that they went to buy this said no.
Yeah, they can't even use it anymore.
So the U.S. government has bought it, and it's being used in the nation's school lunch program. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced yesterday they were purchasing 7 million pounds. Now, they didn't refer to it as slime. But that's what others have called it, pink slime, for use in the school lunches that your children may have. It's actually what it's called officially by the USDA is, quote, lean beef trimmings.
Ugh.
The product
you
is
had
ground
me up,
up
until trimmings. Ew.
Lean beef trimmings. Product is ground up combination of beef scraps, cow connective tissue, and other things from the cow's body that are treated with ammonium hydroxide to kill pathogens like salmonella and E. coli. It's then blended into other meat products.
Ugh, so
what
disgusting.
Garbage.
Ugh.
And 7 million pounds of this garbage has been purchased by the United States Department of Agriculture to be used in the school lunch program. What say you about that, ladies and gentlemen, moms and dads especially, who are sending their children off to school today? Your children will be able to buy a hamburger made with lean beef trimmings.
Mm, or pink slime. I like that.
Pink
good.
Slime.
You know, I learned about this story on Twitter yesterday, Doug, because a lot of the celebrity moms were bouncing it around. I actually got it as a tweet from Melissa Milano about how she was so upset that this is what it's hit in school. So, I mean, people are not happy about it. How does the government get away with it?
Because we have ceded control of our government to opportunists, to people who are connected. The reason that the USDA is run, this is why you need to support Ron Paul or his thinking, and that may happen with a vote for Romney if he gets together with Ron Paul. That's a statement that I leave for whatever interpretation you want to give to it. But this is the exact... This is the thing I have been talking about, and this is not about Doug Stephan beating his chest. Wow, am I smart and I'm so good. No, it's just what I want you to know, and you've been lulled to sleep by the big corporate interests, the big corporate mega farms and processors and the big co-ops and all the people that are now sending their folks. If you look at the trail, and this is an explanation that I've tried to make clear over the last 4 or 5 years especially, what the trail looks like back and forth from industry to government back to industry again. And these people will tell you, well, we have these folks, we need experienced folks to handle these jobs. So somebody in the Department of Agriculture who used to work for one of the big beef processing outfits or one of the co-ops gets into the USDA and convinces the powers that be that it's okay to spend your tax dollars to buy this garbage, put it into the school lunch program, and then after he's changed or she's changed a few more things that are favorable to their business, they get out of government and go back to the same job they had before in private mm-hmm. business. It happens.
It's just unbelievable because this, especially with this administration, because they've taken such an interest with Michelle Obama's look
right.
at fitness for kids that
yeah.
they're going to buy pink slime and put it in school lunches.
Right.
Ugh.
It does seem sort of oxymoronic, does it not?
It does.
Yeah. All right, so what say you about pink slime for lunch? Yum. And also, let's go back to the other conversation we've had, actually off and on, but this week we seem to have been focused more on food and many of the conversations that we've had, because I have for a long time said, people say, well, you sell raw milk, so how can that be consistent with your feelings that raw meat is not good and raw milk is good, or raw sushi? And because I know what happens in this circumstance to meat like this, and how loaded it is with E. coli and salmonella, because it's not treated in a safe way. The raw milk that's sold as raw milk is treated in a very special way, handled very well by those who want to stay in that business. These people, it's just they're taking up the whatever slack, whatever garbage, whatever is left. They want to use up every single piece except for the bones themselves in a cow or a pig or a chicken. I mean, what do you think is in KFC nuggets, whatever they, what do they call them, McNuggets? There was a whole to-do. I don't think we had a picture about it, didn't we? The chicken McNugget that resembled George Washington that yes. was sold last week for $8,000 on eBay.
Came right off the chicken looking like George Washington.
Right. We actually even had, I think we had didn't we have a poll? It seems to me, on this, a couple of days ago, so it's kind of lost in the focus. But I know we had the story. If you want to check it out at DougStephan.com, the McNugget resembling George Washington, the video has been posted all over the place. It's been everywhere. Sold on eBay for $8,000. And by the way, the McNugget was 3 years old.
Yeah, and it still looks pretty tasty. It still looks in good shape.
What does that tell you about what they put into this stuff, and you're eating it? Ah! Good Godfrey. All right, do I sound indignant enough?
I think so.
I'm okay on that. Okay.
Yeah, check.
Check. Yeah, check. I mean, it's laughable, but yet it's not. We laugh about it because it seems so stupid that nobody in their right mind would even consider this, and yet we do it.
To me, it just seems silly. Because it just shows how big government is and that both hands aren't talking to each other. Here you have the first lady talking about fitness and health for our kids.
By eating the right foods.
Yeah, and then you have some Yahoo buying billions and millions of pounds of pink slime to feed him. So,
all right, so here's the poll that we had at DougStephan.com. What's the most you ever spent for a single item on eBay as a result of this George Washington McNugget? And let's see where people came in on this. 23% said between $100 and $500. 18% said $50 to $100. 12% said $20 to $50. 15% said, I've never bought anything off of eBay. 11% said under $20. 10% between $500 and $1,000. 10% over $1,000. I'd be one of the 10% over $1,000. I bought a truck for, I think, $19,000 4 or 5 years ago on eBay for the farm. Yeah.
I'm under 100.
I still have the truck. Yeah, it's a good truck. But at any rate, it's just kind of crazy. We are crazy, and we're trying to figure out which end is up, and thus the results of the primary yesterday. Mitt Romney took Alaska. Newt Gingrich took Georgia. Romney took Idaho and Massachusetts. Santorum took North Dakota. Romney took Ohio and Vermont and Virginia. Santorum took Oklahoma and Tennessee. So the results of Super Tuesday. Romney now has, I think, 400 and some odd. What did we say, Michael? 454 delegates.
I was hoping for a brokered convention.
407, okay, yeah. And I found out, Michael did the research, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
I found out I was one of 307 people who voted in a particular way. So we'll ask the audience I'll explain.
Did you vote yesterday?
Yeah, well, I voted in absentia.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. There were 306 people in the town I live in Massachusetts who voted the same way I did. How is that, do you think? 800-510-8255. Who were the other 306 people, but we had 307 people in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts that voted in a particular way for a particular. Well, just let's leave it at this is the way we voted, and we were the smallest group in Framingham as far as voting was concerned. What was it? that distinguished us, those 307 people in my community? What did we vote for? Maybe who do we vote for, I guess, is the question. 800-510-8255. Shouldn't be too difficult to figure out, do you think? You've
No.
probably got it figured out.
Already.
All right. Okay, she's got it figured out. Jen is on the case. We have a lot of things to be on the case about, including International Women's Day, which we'll get to in a few moments. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much could I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find the Centrum Specialist that's right for you.
800-510-8255. Let's talk to Jay, Jennifer, in Vero Beach. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you, sir. What do you think I did yesterday that was moderately unique?
I don't know how unique it is, but I thought maybe you voted for Ron Paul.
I did. It was unique.
How'd you get that message?
In my
did
neck
you get
of
hit the, with a hammer, too?
Yeah. My neck of the woods. Actually, Newt Gingrich got fewer votes in my town than Ron Paul did. It's not... Because most people in Massachusetts want to vote for Romney, but I stuck to my guns.
It's one of his home states.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's right. All right, Jay, good job. Thank you.
Good job.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This. What is that?
Chet Atkins.
Alright. That's not Chet Atkins at the right speed.
I think you're right.
Yeah. No. Thank you.
Let's try this again.
Slow.
That's not working well, that one. Okay. That's good.
The wrong speed. We've got it on the wrong speed. For those of you who are recovering from a hangover, that's going to sound just right.
Come join us. Doug Stephan's Good Day.
Now it's Super Tuesday. It's going to be followed tomorrow by, oh, now we're really stuck with Romney Wednesday. Newt Gingrich, apparently very optimistic about his chances. This is a quote. Newt Gingrich said that soon he'll be back on top. After hearing this, his wife said, please tell me he's talking about the campaign. This week in Ohio, Mitt Romney has been trying to present himself as a blue-collar candidate. Did you hear that? Yeah, he's trying to connect with the regular folk. Unfortunately, it doesn't help that his opening line is, hello, my fellow peasants. In several of these Super Tuesday states, a third of the voters still believe that President Obama was born in a foreign country. Yeah, these are these same people who think Super Tuesday is Superman's birthday. They really do. As of tomorrow, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and Rick Santorum all get Secret Service protection. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, Ron Paul is going to get a can of mace and a rape whistle.
The 10 states had their primaries today. Everyone says the big money's on Mitt Romney. I mean, literally, he's so rich, money oozes from his pocket. He spent $5.5 million on television advertising in the Super Tuesday states. Meanwhile, Ron Paul put a sticker on a light pole. Off to Mitt Romney. He's been out on the campaign trail even though he's got a terrible cold. I'm not surprised he's sick though. It's very unsanitary to keep putting your foot in your mouth like that. It doesn't help matters when he keeps blowing his nose on $100 bills.
Alright. There's a little humor from last night's late night talk programs. A little chuckle here, a little chuckle there. Here a chuckle, there a chuckle. Everywhere a chuckle, chuckle. We have, if you're just joining us, been talking about the food issues, the McDougat. McDougat.
The McDougat. Is that your new version of the chicken McDougat?
This is a Freudian. With the McDougat.
I'll be selling that at my raw milk store.
You know, that's an idea, Doug. I actually have to think about that. Yeah. Anyway, pink slime and your children eating it at school. Grady in Alaska, what do you think about the pink slime?
I think some type of investigation should be done to find out who made this deal. Everybody involved in this deal should be investigated. And somebody also
Wait, whoa. We have to do any investigating. You know exactly.
They admitted to it, yeah.
They know. The people in the USDA have said, we bought this stuff. And what I'm saying to you is that the people responsible for decisions like this come from the industry that's involved. In this case, it's the meat industry. And they come in, they get the USDA to do what's good for them, stick around for a while, and they go back after they've changed things around to suit them. Then they go back to the private sector again. That's who made these. All these kinds of decisions are made exactly the same way. There's no mystery to it.
Well, but no, I mean like kickbacks and under the table deals.
No, it doesn't. Well, it's kickbacks in
like
the
that,
sense
you know?
That they don't even have to kick back. They send these guys. They have them go in and take these jobs with the government because they're experts supposedly. And then they do their bidding, and then they get out. You have to investigate it all. I think it's pretty clear what's going on. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have airline delays, cancellations, or long layovers ever made you wish you'd brought along better reading material? Short of emptying your bank account at the airport bookstore, what are your real options? Last summer, Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport took an unusual step and opened the first permanent airport library. We're talking as many as 1,200 books translated into more than 20 languages. They've also got download stations to let travelers store that information on an iPhone. And this year, the airport in Taiwan has opened its own airport library with iPads and e-readers, plus more than 2,000 books, newspapers, and magazines. Airport libraries aren't commonplace in the U.S., but the Christian Science Reading Room at the San Francisco Airport provides travelers a quiet place to study and read. And if it's real peace and quiet you're after, just look for an airport meditation room or chapel. Most are interfaith, so anyone is welcome to go in there and pray in any language they can for the plane to leave on time. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through TravelGuard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, looking into International Women's Day. So where are the celebrations? Are they going to be dancing? Is it dancing street party?
Shoe shopping everywhere.
Shoe shopping. Yay. What color for you and how high are the heels?
They're very high because you know me. I'm tall, but I'll still rock the high heels.
I know. Right? You like those high heels. Mm-hmm. They do look good on you, I'll tell you
they
that.
They make everything better, I'll tell you that.
What are the, how does it, here's what I would like to know. In terms of feeling, I don't think men can understand, unless...
Some men can, trust me.
Okay, silly me. Silly me. Let's just kind of help us understand men who don't know how it feels. When you wear high heels, what does it do to your legs, to your hips, to your the way you stand? When you were learning, how old were you when your mother said it's okay for you to wear high heels?
Doug, I was such a weirdo kid. I would never wear flat shoes. I mean, from the time I can remember, I was like Suri Cruz, I think.
Really?
And my mom, because she didn't want to obviously let me have, I used to call them clomp-clomp shoes. I wanted clomp-clomp shoes. And so I used to have this pair of shoes, the only one that my mom said was okay, that had a little bit of a heel, and they were patent leather, and they had a little block heel on them, and they had bows on them, and I used to call them my Dorothy shoes because they were red. And, you know, I wore those probably in various sizes for 4 or 5 years.
Really?
Everywhere. Yeah, always. I just love them.
So when you were going up to the blackboard, when you were in school, did you go up to the blackboard?
Oh, yeah. And actually, I went to Catholic school, so that was the one time I had to wear tennis shoes because that was all we were allowed to wear, blue and white tennis shoes.
Right. All right. So then you didn't wear them when you were up at the blackboard.
No, but it was a good thing because in third grade, I was taller than my teacher.
Yeah.
I think it would have intimidated her with my heels if I had worn them. But they make you feel, I don't know, to me, when you put on a pair of high heels, you just feel kind of finished with your outfit. Your outfit feels better. You feel kind of, I don't know, it just gives you a little boost of confidence. And as far as like what it makes you feel, I mean, it makes your legs more muscular because you're walking on your tiptoes all day long. It just makes everything hang better, I think.
So your calves are bigger?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And does that continue? As the more you wear the shoes, the bigger your calves get?
Well, I don't think they get bigger, but I definitely think it's a new set of muscles that get worked out in heels because you're walking with your feet up. So you're kind of, you're giving your calves a good workout.
All right. Now, talking about school, story from Washington today that we have highlighted at DougStephan.com, where a third grade teacher has been fired after parents of her students complained about the math tests she was giving.
If too hard or too easy?
Well, it's this is here's an example of the question. A tiger bakes hundreds of humans in ovens.
Okay, so a little
a
dark.
A boy chokes to death on hundreds of marbles. A SWAT team member kills hundreds of terrorists, murderers, and arsonists. That was 1 week alone.
And you said third grade?
This is the third grade. Plot lines for math problems.
Ugh.
This teacher, a third grade teacher, giving children this stuff for homework. And as the
is her idea to keep them interested? Is that how she's doing it with these weird stories?
Yeah, I guess so. She decided against using the school's textbooks for homework assignments and instead went to the website homeschoolingparadise.com, which you might want to all check out. Homeschoolingparadise.com provides free educational resources there. The teacher said that children are bored to death doing sterile and sanitized math problems, like Mark has five pencils. If he gives three of his pencils to Sally, how many pencils does he have left? So the woman that created Homeschooling Paradise, a woman named Chris Murphy, explained that these sorts of math problems were fun. They were aimed at being funny. And, you know, they had lots of fairies and sword fights and nose picking and belching questions as well.
Nice.
So, let's see here. Ninjas getting stabbed to death with chopsticks. How many chopsticks does it take to kill a ninja? A sea monster gets tickled to death by paratroopers. And buffalo get decapitated with a machete all there. And it's pretty
interesting.
Right.
I know that they do have open reign because I have seen a friend of mine homeschooled her kids because she's very religious. And she went through a company where the math problems were different. I remember looking through the textbook and they counted like staffs. They counted, you know, all biblical things.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, it's certainly something to think about. It's something that is... we are so concerned. I guess I was taking a deep breath there for a minute. Because I'm now beginning to make sure, I'm thinking more like, okay, what do I say that doesn't get me, and this is going to spoil a lot of talk radio, but even my program, which is not aimed at being anything other than entertaining and fun, sometimes provocative because of the issues that people are concerned about, but even going through some of the problems that I just enumerated, I'm thinking to myself as I read through them, gee, should I be talking about this on the air? Which is bad news for all of us who do this stuff. It really is. It's just plain bad news. So we'll spend a little time talking about Limbaugh and where all of that is. I think Limbaugh in limbo might be the headline. But before we get to that, the International Women's Day of Achievement. I think that's better than just International Women's Day because that's really what it's about, Jennifer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's the 101st. Who knew? Because this is the first year I've heard about it. Women's Day. And there's a study out, Doug, that I thought was kind of interesting. As a woman, it piqued my attention. And this independent group analyzed women's status all around the world on 20 different levels of criteria. And some of the results were yucky. For instance, in South Sudan, that's the worst place to give birth. There are fewer than 20 midwives to serve the entire country and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there were some good stories that came out of this. So I thought maybe we could talk about some of the best places to be a woman on the planet. All right. So you ready? You want to play along with me?
No, I'm going to pause for a moment. The best places, if you're a woman, these are the best places for you to be. Right?
Right.
Underscore
these are the best places.
Stay, don't go, don't move a muscle.
Don't move.
Do not move.
This is important.
That list coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring and then some. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like 3 for $18 on Champion tees and shorts for men and tees and tanks for women. That's right, just $6 each. Then run to the shoe department and save $20 on New Balance 310 running shoes at just $39.99. Whether your family needs to complete their workout wardrobe with shoes or apparel, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3-4 through 310 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
Shh. How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
17 and change for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn now focusing on the 101st International Women's Day. And like Jennifer, I never heard of this before either. It does seem to be appropriate, though, for we have all these seemingly nonsensical things. This focus is not on famous women, though. This is about how women live, is it not?
Well, it's about the best places, the best countries, really, to be, depending on what you're trying to do. For instance, the best place to be a politician. Any guesses?
The best places to be a female politician?
Yes.
England.
No, Rwanda. Go figure. Rwanda. Women hold 45 out of 80 parliamentary seats in Rwanda.
Wow.
That's the only place in the world where women hold the majority of political seats.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that funny? There are no female members in parliament in Belize, in Saudi Arabia. In the United States, if you want to know how we fare, women hold 93 of the 539 seats in Congress. Not
mm-hmm.
too good.
Yeah.
All right, best place to give birth. If you're a woman giving birth, go to Greece. Greece boasts the lowest rate of maternal death in childbirth, 1 out of 31,800. South Sudan is the worst. The U.S. ranks 40 out of 181 countries, and we haven't improved our maternal mortality rate. slip.
Another Freudian, yeah.
In the last 100 years, so we've stayed at that number. Interesting.
Hey, yeah.
Best place to break the glass ceiling if you want to be a female top dog? Thailand. 45% of females hold senior management positions in Thailand. In the U.S., only 20% of American women hold senior management jobs.
Oh, is it the other way around? 20% of senior management jobs are filled by women.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, 20%.
Because 20% of women.
Oh, yeah, 20% of American women. Yes, I gotcha. Yes, okay. All right, best place for longevity.
Living
longest. What do you think? This is a pretty easy one. Where do you think it's easy to live the longest?
Canada.
As a woman. No, Japan.
Really?
Yep. Women in Japan have a life expectancy of 87 years. Men's life expectancy, if you want to know, Dougie, is 80.
Men and women, most Japanese men smoke. Most Japanese women do not.
That's probably why.
Factors into it. Yeah.
Now, in America, our average life expectancy is a little higher. Well, 81.3 years for females as opposed to Japanese. Japan's 87 years, but ours has gone down because we're fat, we're smoking, we have all kinds of other risk factors. So our life expectancy rate in America is actually dropping.
Well, that's mostly because of what we're eating.
Yeah, best place to be an athlete? If you're a woman?
If you're a woman, Scandinavia.
No, we actually win one. It's the U.S.
Really?
Yes.
Not doing too well in this poll.
No, the only one, if we're trying to be an athlete, we're in the right place. Saudi Arabia is the worst. They've never, ever, ever sent a woman to the Olympics.
Hmm.
Best place for reproductive rights?
Mm-hmm.
Sweden.
Ask.
Definitely not here.
Miss Fluke. Yeah, right.
Best place for high-skilled jobs. Almost 60% of high-skilled jobs are in Jamaica. Those are filled by women compared to 2% of similar jobs in Yemen. Best place to be an artist also
Yay,
seems
amen.
You can get birth control
Yay,
and be an artist.
Amen. Yemen. 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 Okay, couldn't resist. Please go on.
Okay, two more. Best place for women's literacy. And this is awful because I've never even heard of this country, so obviously I'm not too literate. Have you heard of Lesotho?
Is it next to Simbala? No, not Simbala.
Sangala. Yeah.
Sangala?
It ranks number one. The people in Lesotho know where they are. 95% of females there are illiterate. Men's literacy is 83%. Ethiopia is the one where only 18% of women can read and write. Very sad.
Wow.
All right, and the best overall place to be a woman, this is based on political participation, education, health, and employment statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Iceland. That's the number one country for women worldwide.
So
it's
the
cold, though.
Position of women in various categories, very interesting stats for International Women's Day, something for us to be teaching in school, it would seem to me.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of someone who's well-known and a part of International Women's Day, do you know who Temple Grandin is?
Yes.
You know who Temple Grandin is?
Yeah, they just did a movie about her with Claire Danes. She won all kinds of awards. And,
right.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know who Temple Grandin is, she probably is the most famous American woman, anyway, with autism.
Mm-hmm.
Jen was talking about this new film biography. She has written many best-selling books. She is an animal scientist. She has done such wonderful things with her life. And I thought of her when I looked at the story today about ADHD and how this thing has been footballed around. As a teacher a number of years ago, I, this is not about me sticking out my chest saying, wow, you're so smart. But I remember taking some of these boys and girls, mostly boys, but there were a few girls, who needed more attention. They acted out in class. They weren't able to pick up what the discussion was about or often what the reading was about. And I knew there was something wrong but didn't know what it was because we hadn't talked back in the 70s, the 60s and 70s
about
ADHD.
About that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So now the number of children being diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity or whatever it's called.
There's ADD and ADHD.
Right.
One includes hyperactivity. The other one's just attention deficit disorder.
Tens of thousands of children have this so-called disorder. But now there is concern that it has been completely overdiagnosed.
Oh, yeah, because they throw drugs at it.
Right. Well, that's what they're doing. The data shows that children who are the youngest in their classes are more likely than the older children to be diagnosed this way, mostly because it has an immaturity factor. I was young when I started
first grade. Yeah, I was always the youngest one. I was a year behind a year ahead of everybody.
Yeah, right. So was I. And maybe there are some social things that don't develop. Does it sound horrible if I say I was one of the smartest kids? You were, too.
Yeah, I was not an ADD kid, though. But I do feel, and this is weird, in my adult life, I feel like I have a little bit of ADD.
I have a lot of it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I don't know if it develops later or if it's the result of technology on my brain personally. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Well, after reading this book, I picked up this book, and I'm very interested in this woman now. And I'm reading about her and sensing that I may have autism. As I read what she's about and how the pieces fit together, there are many things about her and many things about me that are similar. And I wonder how many other people...
I would say you're more Asperger's than autistic.
Well, maybe.
Which is a little offshoot. Yeah, but
it says on the ass, probably.
No, I'm being serious.
I know you are.
I mean, I think that there's a little bit of that in everybody. It's just overdeveloped in other people.
Everybody's got some kind of disability.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we just admit to that and stop catering to everyone who has these so-called problems or disabilities or things that make you different. And instead, why don't we embrace them and encourage people to be themselves? If we did, it would seem, and this goes for mothers, it seems to me, they get all hyped up about this stuff in school. I think you need to pay more attention to the individuality of your child, not have necessarily have to fit in. 51 after on Good Day.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
A lot of people have a craving for information on technology. Thus, we devote this part of the program to technology news and views. Much of our focus comes from a fellow named Shelley Palmer, who follows this stuff as a reporter day in and day out. So in a moment, we're going to hear whether or not there is a rumor floating around, Jennifer, that Apple is going to release the iPad 3 as soon as perhaps today.
No, I just got an iPad. Now it's going to be outdated.
Well, I think that's, I mean, this stuff is floating around. I heard April once, and then Steve Jobs' birthday, and then somebody told me yesterday it'll be today. So we'll kind of see. Let's find out what Shelley Palmer has to say in just a moment here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish installed free. Plus HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time off for prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple's newest iPad may be on the way. Today, the company is expected to announce the third generation of its popular tablet. Keep in mind that Apple hasn't actually released any information about the device, but that hasn't stopped anyone from speculating. In other news, the FBI says it has severely crippled LuxSec, one of the largest collectives of hackers. After secretly arresting an alleged leader of the group, the hacker gave away information leading to the
arrests of several suspects in high-level security breaches. And finally, Google launched a site called Google Play that puts all of its downloadable content for Android devices in one location. Google Play lets you download movies, music, apps, and books and sync them across all of your devices. You can think of it as Google's answer to Apple's iTunes Store. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
My Savings Plan from Wells Fargo is an online tool that allows you to set a savings goal and target end date and automatically track your progress. It comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. You can get closer to your goals with automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account to your savings account and watch your savings grow. You'll be surprised how a few simple steps can yield positive results. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo to discuss how My Savings Plan can help you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bundling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
1-800-STATE-FARM. All right. Here's a story about some bad guys. You ready for bad guy stories? This would be bad guy story number 1,413.
Pardon.
Nearly one in five of you who use a mobile phone are experiencing some kind of security threat now. I used to think that it was just not even a laptop, but it would be your personal computer at home, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a survey of 1,000 cell phone users, which is going to be released, I think, today. And people are saying over and over again, poison text messages, which weren't a problem, 2-3 years ago. Now, the people that are getting, there are now people that are sending you messages, have your number, and maybe at a trickle at the moment, but more and more you're going to have the same kind of problem with your cell phone or your smartphone as you've had with your PC or with your desktop. It's going to be this kind of malware and other kinds of things that are being operated by people getting in, scamming you, and screwing up your cell phone. So what is the old word to the wise is sufficient? It's 58 past the hour.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com.
Powerful.